Dear friends, we live in a time of change, diminishment and uncertainty for the church in Australia. The Royal Commission is a threshold moment of profound significance. In many ways, it marks the passing of the old and the birth of the new. We mourn the loss of many things: wealth, status, power, as well as vitality, strength, and credibility. But we are hopeful of a new beginning. The church that is poor, humble, or in the words of Pope Francis, wounded and bruised, but more aligned to that radical vision of Christ. After all, it's not about a numbers game. It's more about the quality of our witness and discipleship. And hence, this time, this challenging time, can be a blessing in disguise, as it makes us disciples less reliant on ourselves, but on the power of God. So ours is not a time for cynicism or nostalgia, not a time to take refuge in the triumphalism of the past, or to throw the baby out with the water. It is rather a time for deepening of commitment, of grounding our identity and nurturing our mission. Scripture this Sunday speaks of adversity and how to respond as a believer. In the first reading, Jeremiah the prophet reflects on the costs of being God's faithful mouthpiece. He tells us of the hurt and pain and anguish he experiences as a result of his prophetic mission. I hear so many disparaging me, denouncing. And then all those who used to be my friends watched for my downfall. No wonder Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. He has such a terrible time. He was attacked by his own brothers, imprisoned by the king, put into stocks by the temple priests, and thrown into a cistern by the court officials. Harsh treatment for a prophet. But the truth of the matter is that there is always a prize for authentic witness. We cannot take a countercultural and prophetic stance like Jeremiah did and avoid the cost of that stance. Jeremiah shows us that authentic faith makes us fearless, not fearful, in the face of hardship and persecution. It empowers us to live more generously, more trustfully, and yet more bravely. This is also the teaching of Jesus in the Gospel. Do not be afraid. That's the message that should reverberate in the hearts of the disciples as they embark upon the journey of proclamation, communion, and mission. And yet it is not a kind of arrogant, self-righteous, superior attitude that dismisses those who oppose or disagree with us. Such an attitude smacks of triumphalism, which is not the way of the humble, suffering servant of God. It would be very counterproductive in the age of pluralism and secularization. Rather, Jesus' words, "Do not be afraid," in this context, carries a command to avoid seeking a safe harbor, a self-made comfort zone. Because true faith makes us resolute and daring and outgoing. True faith in God does not lead the believer to escape his or her responsibility in the face of problems. It does not lead us to flee conflicts and to close ourselves comfortably in isolation. My dear people, today we induct the six brothers, our seminarians, into the formal journey to ordination. Candidacy is not to be construed or misconstrued as a rung on the ladder to clerical dominance. It is a commitment to self-sacrifice, humble service, and servant leadership. It is to follow the example of Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. Actually, the priesthood might be considered an upward social mobility in some societies. In post-Royal Commission Australia, it is more like a downward social mobility. The mystique and social stature of the priesthood have all but disappeared, evaporated. My neighbor had visitors from Vietnam, and they were shocked to see a bishop in his shorts on the ladder trimming the hedgerows in front of the house. They were used to seeing bishops and priests having people at their beck and call in every instance. Not so in Australia. This week, Australia also celebrates Refugee Week, which reminds us of the great suffering of millions of refugees around the world. As Christians, we cannot remain indifferent. We cannot be his disciples if we ignore the plight of the marginalized and the vulnerable. We cannot be salt and leaven if we allow our Christian conscience to be desensitized by the inequality, injustice, and inhumanity that is going on around the world and in our own society. As a former refugee, I remember with gratitude and pride how Australia rose to the challenge and welcomed an unprecedented number of Asian refugees not long after the abolition of the White Australia policy. And you know what? Australia hasn't done too badly ever since. Australia has been transformed with each successive wave of immigrants. And our country is what it is today because of the rich diversity that migrants and refugees contribute. There's no question about that. And we can make it even greater by our concern and care for refugees in the spirit of compassion and solidarity that has marked the history of this country even from its inception as a modern nation. So, brothers and sisters, let us pray for these young men as they embark upon the journey of transformation into Christ, the humble servant leader. May they grow in their commitment to live more generously and more trustfully, and yet more bravely. Let all of us be not afraid as we seek to share the good news and to take a prophetic stance in relation to many contemporary issues facing us. May our endeavor to replace a culture of fear and indifference with that, a scripture-based, gospel-inspired culture of encounter and acceptance be brought to fulfillment in accordance with God's vision for humanity.